With New Mexico Close Up, I'm Deborah Martinez. Imagine shooting into space, 60 miles up, floating without gravity, viewing the Earth below. Several hundred passengers have been waiting for their chance to experience space flight, but their dreams have been delayed several times, and then a fatal accident in 2014 put a damper on Virgin Galactic's commercial space flights. But the company's founder, Sir Richard Branson, came to the state capitol last week saying he's moving operations to New Mexico's Spaceport America to launch its VSS Unity within 2 years. Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham joined him in announcing that 100 engineers, mechanics, safety techs, and others are moving to New Mexico this summer.
It means that we are doing what we said we would do. We would lead the nation in creating ecosystems for economic development, research, and innovation that will change the way the world works.
Virgin Galactic's CEO George Whitesides told a visiting group of school children from a Santa Fe elementary school at the event that they are witnessing history in New Mexico.
We are living in a time where commercial space travel is real and it's happening. How exciting for you guys to be growing up in the state that is home to the world's first purpose-built commercial spaceport. That is awesome, and you guys are gonna have an awesome childhood. How inspiring then and appropriate that the state will soon host the first regular commercial spaceflight service, which will enable thousands of people to see Earth from space with their own eyes. Let that sink in. Isn't that amazing?
That's George Whitesides, CEO of Virgin Galactic, whose boss, Sir Richard Branson, announced the move of its operations to southern New Mexico's Spaceport America. With New Mexico Close Up, I'm Deborah Martinez.